Okay, no jokes, no japes. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. And Will, remember the last time we played the puzzle together?
I remember that well.
Oh, it was April Fool's Day. And it was infamous.
And I thought that was such a transparent April Fool's joke that we said this would be the last puzzle. And we fooled a lot of people.
We did. We had dozens of emails from people who thought, are you serious? How could you possibly take the puzzle away? What are you doing? I just should let you know, it was a complete April Fool's joke. There was no intention of the puzzle going anywhere. But oh man, did I take incoming fire on social media for that. Let's just play it straight this time, Will. Go ahead and remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Sandy Weiss of Chicago. I said, name a famous person from Chicago, first and last names. I said the last name ends in an E. Change the E to an I and rearrange the letters in just the last name to get a famous actor whose first name is the same as the first person's. Who are these people? And the answer is Al Capone and Al Pacino.
Well, we had more than 2,000 responses. And this week's winner is Doug Monica from Watertown, South Dakota. Congratulations, Doug, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I'm ready for my 5 minutes of infamy.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Doug and Corva, every answer today is part of the human body. I'm going to give you some words. Drop the first letter and rearrange those that remain to name the body part. For example, if I said mare, M-A-R-E, you would say ear. All right, number one is cram, C-R-A-M.
Okay. That would be arm.
That's right. Number two is ogle, O-G-L-E.
Leg.
Uh-huh. Poet, P-O-E-T.
Toe.
Uh-huh. Pinch, P-I-N-C-H.
Chin.
Uh-huh. Clamp. C-L-A-M-P.
Clamp. C-L-A-M-P. Palm.
Palm is right. Zones. Z-O-N-E-S.
Oh, nose.
Uh-huh. Shade. S-H-A-D-E.
Head.
Uh-huh. Knish. K-N-I-S-H.
Shin.
That's it.
Wow.
Pitsaw. P-I-T-S-A-W.
Pitsaw. Waist.
That's it. Bather. B-A-T-H-E-R.
Oh, heart.
That's it. Drivel. D-R-I-V-E-L.
Oh, liver.
Uh-huh. Etches, E-T-C-H-E-S.
Chest.
Right. Outgone, O-U-T-G-O-N-E.
Oh, tongue.
Uh-huh. Here's your last one. Rescript, R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. This is a tough one, so I'm going to give you a hint. It starts with a T. And here's your next hint. It's a muscle.
Oh, tricep.
Triceps is correct.
I'm glad there were no sports questions.
Oh, Doug, you're amazing.
Thank you.
You are. This is great. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. And you can all read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Doug, what member station do you listen to?
KJSD in Watertown.
And that's South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Doug Monica from Watertown, South Dakota, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Glad it's over.
Okay. Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, name two parts of the human body, say them out loud one after the other, And the result, phonetically, will name something delicious to eat in 7 letters. What is it? So again, 2 parts of the human body, say them out loud, one after the other, and the result, phonetically, will name something delicious to eat in 7 letters. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, July 26th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Corbin.